Roth's statement. How'd you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
The Pliskova organization was very active there and then the Labor Zionist. And there I got acquainted with a lot of Jewish men, women, children.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
No.
Did any of these first...
So we established our settlement in Israel on the Judean hills.
Oh, of Pliskova?
Of Pliskova.
Is that so? That's very good. Did you have any family here in Pittsburgh? Yes. Were you close with your family? You were very close, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
With whom did you celebrate Seder?
Seder?
Yeah.
Well, I used to go to my sister's house.
You went to sister's house?
Labor Zionists used to have the third Seder.
Oh, sister's house.
That was the beginning.
Wait a minute, Labor Zionists had...
Labor Zionists, third Seder. And now we are going to Tree of Life Seder. The last several years.
Oh, now, recently?
Recently, the Tree of Life Seder. We belong to Tree of Life, isn't it? Now. Yeah, we got religious to go to the Tree of Life.
During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contact with people in Europe? Did you write to anybody in Europe?
Yeah. I had some cousins there. I had some hands. My mother was very interested. She had two sisters there. And children.
Where else did they live? Where else did you do? Any other part of the world besides Europe? Did you contact any of them? No.
Except with Israel, we got friends.
What?
With Israel, we were very...
Well, that's recently with Israel, isn't it?
No, it's 1951.
Well, that's recent. Are you an American citizen, Mr. Roth?
What?
Are you an American citizen?
Oh, yes.
Yes. How did you get your citizenship?
My citizenship?
Yeah.
In Camp Lee. And I was to be inducted into the army. I wasn't an American citizen.
That's right.
So they made me a citizen. They asked me.
At Camp Lee. Oh, at Camp Lee.
Yes, they asked me if I wanted to become a citizen and fight for your country. And I said yes, and I did.
Where is Camp Lee?
Huh?
New Jersey. Camp Lee, New Jersey.
No, it was
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, Camp Lee, New Jersey. When did you first vote?
Well, when I came back from the army, I started to vote.
You remember when was that?
Well, I voted for... I voted for Roosevelt, and since Roosevelt, I became a...
Remember that? 1932. To what party did you belong?
I didn't belong to a party, but I voted always for the Democrats.
Why did you join the party, the Democrats? Why did you vote for them?
We had an idea that this is about the most liberal party in America.
Were you active in this party? Did you do anything?
No. Just voted. Oh, and calls other
when people. Did you first meet the person that you married, and how did you meet your wife?
A labor Zionist.
See how that is? Did somebody introduce you to her, or did you go over to her?
No, before. We knew each other, and knew our sister, and all the
others. How old were you when you met your wife?
28.
How old was your wife?
Well, she wouldn't tell me, and I don't ask her.
How old were you, Mrs. Roth, when you met your husband? This is not fish.
Oh,
we won't name names. Mrs. Roth, how much younger are you than your husband? How old are you? Were you when you met your husband?
How old I
was? Yes.
Oh, I don't remember.
Were you younger than your husband?
Huh?
Were you younger than your husband? I say, were you younger than your husband when you married your husband?
Yeah, I was 24.
24. Oh, see, I'm getting a secret piece before you.
I knew that secret because when I went down for the application for Social Security, I had to go into the office where we got
the
license.
What was the marriage date? When were you married? 19 what?
1922, June. 1922.
Were you married in this country or in Europe?
In this country, in our own house. Rabbi Zhivitz came to our house and he tied us up.
How long did you know each other before you were married?
Oh, a long time.
Well, how long is a long time?
Well, I'll say about 3-4 years at least.
If your marriage was not prearranged, do you think it would have been prearranged if you had remained in Europe? Do you think they would have made a shirach? Nobody could arrange a date for you.
I wasn't interested at that time.
Did you see this testimonial to Mr. Roth?
I want to see that. I would like...
150 dunams of land, buying 150
No, we paid... We got 50 more dunams after.
Yeah, 50
we got
more, altogether 200.
200 dunams of land. We got up to $10,000.
I would like that. I would like that very much. Was your mate from the same country in Europe as you?
Oh.
Your wife?
No. She's a Litvak.
What are you?
A Russian Ukraine.
Oh, yes,
Ukraine.
Of course.
Yeah.
My mother was a Litvak. My father was German. Were you, if so, was it because you're mainly interested in marrying someone from the same country? No.
No.
Did you or your friends or family marry non-Jews? Did anybody marry non-Jews in your family?
Lately, yes.
How do you feel about this?
That's something you can't do nothing. And some of the rabbis say, Abraham is the first Jew, but he was not Jew, he was a goy. He was
What did you get in your family?
Huh?
Catholics? What were they?
One is married a Catholic, and one...
How do you feel about this?
What can you do? You can't say nothing. Even parents, the spouse can't say anything or do something. But one married into a girl from the Quaker family.
Oh,
and
yes.
They are more very close to the Jews. In fact, when my niece went over to the family, and the family said that they can arrange a Jewish wedding. And they did. They went to a Reform rabbi, and he came and he...
What is this, nephews that got married to Catholics, Quakers?
Second nephews. My niece's son.
Many young people have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems or adjustment during the first years of your marriage? What kind of problems did you have?
The first years were very, very good. But after we had trouble, the first child was born dead, or adult was taken by instrument. The second one was sick, and she died, and she was 16 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Dead.
16 years old. What she died from?
Well, she was sick for a long time.
Don't you have any other children? Don't you have any children? No children?
No, nothing. Just the two guys on the summertime.
Then how did you adjust? You adjusted as the years went by. Time heals everything. Who made the most important decision in your house? Were you the boss? Or did you...
That's my wife.
Well, who made the most important decisions, you or your wife?
Partly myself and partly together.
It was a 50-50 arrangement?
That's right.
Did this differ from the situation in the home which you grew up? Was your father the boss in your house, or who was boss in your house?
I was a kid, and he was a sick man already, and...
Do you remember it all?
Yeah, I remember. Sure.
Well, who made the decisions in your house, your mother or your father?
Mostly mother.
Mother. What kind of schooling did your children receive? Oh, you don't have any?
Didn't have any.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way with no children? Well, you had a child until she was 16.
Yeah, yes, yes. She was, wasn't in a public school.
You didn't have her in school at all.
She was in Polk.
Oh, she was a retired. This is the end.
End? Finish? End of statement?
That's right. How old are you, Mr. Roth?
I was born in 1893, and I was 75 last November.
1893. You arrived in the year of arrival in the United States was 1917, wasn't it?
No, 1911.
1911, that's right. Your arrival in Pittsburgh, when did you come back?
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
1911. European country for which he came, that's Ukraine. How long did that take me, Sam?